to The Wisdom of Your Soul. I'm your host, Janice Mary, and I'm so glad that you're back with us again after this holiday season. I hope everybody's recovering nicely and is off to a great start to a new year. So we're all making our New Year's resolutions on some level. So I hope you treating yourself really well and really learning to, work with your mind and trying to create some inner pieces on your resolution list, because it certainly does improve our lives to really be on the spiritual path, to really be able to go within and to know that we are something so much greater and bigger than we ever have imagined. You know, we all think that we're so limited, and we only know half the story of ourselves. And so when we go within, the soul energy tells us the other half of the story. And it's a beautiful story, and it's one you want to read. And unless we really take the time to let go of our thoughts, or, you know, not even let go of them, but to challenge them and to move away from them, if we don't take the time to do that, we never know that this source exists within us and that can help us so much in our lives. So I hope you're with me in that challenge, and we all evolve out of the ego mind that keeps us so glued, almost like watching TV, keeps us so glued and keeping us down and having us believing things that are just not true about ourselves. So we'll talk more about that today. And we're also going to continue with the book, The Magic. I know we started doing the magic and doing the exercises. So we're up to, I think, day 5. And I love the book, The Magic, because it's just another way to think differently and to challenge our ego mind and to really, read something that resonates more with our soul energy. You know, when we read things that the soul agrees with, we feel so good. And there's just a you resonate with it. And that speaks to the fact that there is something so much more to us. When we read about things that describe our soul energy without it saying that, we really know on some level that it's true. And it's not an ego thing that we're so great. It's more of just a knowing of who we are and our unlimited potential. You know, we're so unlimited. You know, the beliefs that we carry, they're so strong within us, and they develop from the minute that we're born. These beliefs, develop within us. And then, like little lawyers or little detectives, we keep seeking situations, and we keep seeking things to prove that these beliefs are right. And, you know, we love to be right, and there's nothing wrong with being right. But there are some things that we don't want to be right about. Like, why do we want to be right about how bad we are? Or why do we want to be right that somebody is worse off than we are? You know, why do we want to be right about things like that? You know, those are the things that we have to continue to challenge. We don't want to be right about our beliefs that say that we're not good enough. And we don't want to be right about our beliefs that just keep telling us things that make us feel bad. So, you know, that's the first sign that something is going a little bit wrong, is that if you're feeling bad, if you're feeling, you know, inner pain within yourself instead of inner peace, that you've just believed something that is just not true about yourself. And, you know, the more you go within and you consult with your inner guide, your inner being, your soul energy, whatever you want to call it, the more you go within, you will tap into something much, much different. And it feels much, much different. And it has a very different conversation with you and will point you in a direction of knowing things that are much different than you've ever thought before. And sometimes it's hard to believe, you know, sometimes it's hard to believe that we're so much more than what the mind can contain. So if we do look like, if we do look at our mind like a computer, that it only knows so much, can hold so much, and that the spirit is much, much, it's like a huge computer, much bigger than the smaller computers that we're using that we didn't even know existed. So it's really great to tap into that and to know that about yourself and to just challenge yourself. So this week when I was seeing a lot of clients, you know, there's always seems to be a theme when I see my clients. And this week the theme was relationships. You know, a lot of people are having a hard time in their relationships or they're struggling with their relationships. And, so when we go within and we ask the soul energy about relationships, you know, the soul energy will always comfort us and say, well, you know what, you're doing great. You know, you're doing great. So this energy that lives within us, no matter what we're thinking, no matter what's happening in our lives, is always supportive and is always going to be telling us how wonderful we're doing and not how bad we're doing. And the thoughts that we're thinking is just a mistake. And that's just the stance of this energy that lives within us. So if you go within and you hear anything different, it's just not the truth. You really have to connect into this energy, and you'll know it when you feel it. If you are feeling worse when you go within, then you're just connecting to the ego mind. You know, you're just connecting to your thoughts and you're believing your thoughts. So instead of challenging the thoughts that are coming up within you, you're believing them. So it's like just believing a bad dream. You know, if we're dreaming at night and we wake up and we realize, oh my goodness, that was such a bad dream. We know that that's just a dream. So we do the same thing in the daytime. You know, Byron Katie calls it daymares. We create these daymares in our mind around people and around situations that we don't even know are happening. You know, so we always have to challenge, well, what's the reality? You know, are these thoughts speaking to the reality or are these thoughts just in my head, something that I'm creating it's not even happening? So when it comes to relationships, it's very simple. The relationship you have with other people is really the relationship you have with yourself. And, you know, that's not an easy pill to swallow, you know, because when our relationships go wrong or we're not feeling happy in relationships, the first thing that we want to do is blame the other person. You know, they're not giving me what I need or they're not treating me in the way that I like to be treated, or there's always some complaint. And, you know, so when you go within and you ask this energy, you ask this inner guide, you know, can you enlighten me about relationships? You will feel the same answer. You know, the answer is there's only one relationship and that's with you. And you just have that same relationship with everybody else in this whole entire world. So whatever you're thinking in one relationship, you're thinking in every other relationship. And each person in your life may bring out a different belief, so you feel like you're experiencing different things, but it's all the same. It's all the same. So if we look at everybody in our life, if everybody that we come in contact today, if you remember that each person that walks up to you, if they take out a mirror and they hold it up in front of you, that's really what we see is ourselves. So people just mirror back to us what we believe about ourselves. So it's another opportunity for us to work. And so when we start to feel bad in the presence of other people, it's not the other people that are making us feel bad. It's what we believe about the other people and what we believe about ourselves that makes us feel bad. So it's all in our minds, you know, and that's a little subtle and that's a little tricky to see. But once you get it, you really get it, because you can see how what you think about one person, you tend to think about everybody. You know, and when you're upset and triggered with one person, that's not anything new, that you've been thinking those same thoughts and those same beliefs probably your whole life. So once we really get a handle on that, you can really work with that and say, okay, so if every time I'm with somebody, I start thinking these same thoughts that I'm not good enough, or I feel inferior to them, or they just said something that made me feel inadequate, that's something that we can work with. Because generally, if you're feeling that way with one person, you're probably feeling that way with everybody. So it is a really amazing realization. And A Course in Miracles talks a lot about that, about how we project onto other people and how our life is just one big projection, you know. And Byron Katie talks about it in her work, The Work, and she has the four questions that you can ask yourself to challenge your beliefs, which is an amazing tool, and I would highly recommend using that. So there are many ways that we can challenge our beliefs, and you just have to pick the one that fits you. You have to find the one that's really going to help you with your beliefs and your ego to settle it down. And really, why do we want to do that? You know, why do we want to settle the ego down? Why do we not want to believe the beliefs that we're believing? Because if we don't believe what we believe, basically, is, and then we can live in the moment and we can be free. And we don't have to live in a very confined structure that beliefs cause us to live in. So that's really the challenge, you know, to give ourselves back our freedom. You know, if you think about if you didn't have any beliefs, you know, I'll tell my clients sometimes, if I could wave a magic wand and just erase your past, I just erase your entire past, and you don't have any beliefs about yourself, what would you be thinking? What would you be doing? You know, if you didn't have anything, any of those nagging beliefs that hold you back, what would you do? You know, there's just such a freedom in that and such a relaxation in that. If I didn't have these thoughts right now that are kind of in my mind plaguing me, you know, how would I feel? You know, I'd feel a lot better. You know, and once we let go of these beliefs and these thoughts, and we get really good at letting them pass by, that's when we can go within. And that's when who you truly are emerges, you know. But it's not until we let go of all of that stuff that we can really sink into that energy, that other energy. But once you do, you'll be very motivated to continue to do that, because it feels so much better. You know, it just feels so much better to know the truth. You know, it feels so much better to know that no matter what you do, or no matter what you say, and no matter what you believe about yourself or other people, and no matter what you've done in your life, that you're loved. And that goes for everybody. Everybody, people that you hate, it goes for people that are driving you crazy, that goes for politicians, it goes for everybody. You know, this energy that we come from doesn't hold anybody in any kind of judgment. And for us, that can be hard to take, because we feel sometimes that people should be punished, you know, but that's not how it goes. Not from what I can feel when I go into this soul energy. I feel nothing but love. And a lot of the other spiritual teachers that have had awakenings share the exact same thing, that this life is a very small part of our existence, and that the body is here just for a short time. We're here for a short time, and to learn and to evolve, and then we move on. So when we have that framework, when we have those beliefs, you know, those beliefs are a little bit more settling. You know, if we really truly thought that this life was it, that once this life was over, that we ended, you know, that's a really scary belief to have, you know. So what the soul energy does, it replaces the scary beliefs, the nightmare beliefs, the beliefs that keep us up at night, that keep us tormented. The soul will replace it with the truth. And the truth is so much more comforting than what we're creating in our minds and then in our lives, you know, because what we believe will come true, you know. So if we believe that we're inadequate, if we believe people don't like us, we're going to start acting in ways that are going to create that. And once we create that, that is what we're living. But if we just can give ourselves, you know, a little bit of time to go within and to challenge those beliefs, then you're going to realize that you can replace the old beliefs with these new beliefs. And it's not even, you know, it's not even belief, it's just a knowing, such an intense knowing of knowing the truth. And you'll never be the same again. You know, you will never be the same again. You know, once you know what you know to be true, You'll never allow your beliefs, even when they come up, to have such a hold on you. And, you know, my beliefs are extremely strong, extremely, and have been my whole life. And for me to be able to soothe them as quickly as I can now through the soul energy is nothing short of a miracle. And that's probably the same with you. You've had many years to, you know, to kind of imprint the beliefs that you believe about yourself. And, you know, my job as a therapist now is just really all I'm doing is challenging people's beliefs. And a lot of times we don't like that. You know, a lot of times we want our story. We want to have our beliefs. We want to, you know, think the way we think about ourselves and life. And we want our perceptions to be right. And that's where your inner guide and your inner energy, it will support you because it understands our need to want that because we want to be validated. You know, we want to know that how we see the world is true and accurate. And so it's not like the soul energy comes in and says, you know, you're wrong and you're making mistakes and you're, you know, you're crazy that you're misperceiving. It doesn't. It says you are valid. And coming from the framework of your beliefs, how you feel is absolutely true. Absolutely true. So if somebody thinks that they, you know, are not worthy, and then somebody says something to them, all those not worthy feelings are going to come up. And that's real. That's not fake. That's real. But the premise of those feelings is a faulty belief. So what the soul does, what wants to do so much is to just to help us to see that we're so much better than we think. And once we start to see that more and more, then we're able to walk away from those beliefs and we're able to replace them with just being, you know, just being and being in your energy. And being able to just live more in the moment. There's no past because the past doesn't exist. You know, you're putting a wall up to the past and you're putting a wall up to the future. So there's no past and there's no future. There's just now. And that getting to that now place can be very challenging for all of us. I know that has been my struggle, to just learn to stay in the moment. So when you go within and you feel that energy and you feel that knowing and that soothing, that helps you to live in the now because your soul will point out to you that you're just mistaken. You're mistaken about your past and you're mistaken about what this person, you think this person is thinking of you. And it's just all a big mistake on your part and you're not wrong. It's just not factual. So when you think about other people and you see other people and so if today you get into a fight with somebody, just remember you're not wrong for feeling what you're feeling or thinking what you're thinking, but write it down. Write down everything that that person just brought up in you. And if you did that with every single person that upsets you or that gives you any kind of you know, thoughts that come up in you that you can't get rid of, if you write down what you think about the whole situation, you're going to see it's very similar from person to person. And that's just what you've come to perceive about people. And that it's not that we're wrong, but we are wrong. You know, we don't want to continue to just believe that we're right about things that hurt us. You know, if we were really right about something, it wouldn't hurt, you know? So that's what we have to remember. Anytime that we're damaging ourselves through what we think about other people, it's damaging, you know? So even if we feel like we're right to be angry at somebody, that just never feels good. You know, when I ask people, well, you know, you have right, yes, you have a right to be angry at who you're angry at, but how are you feeling? You know, how are you feeling? And you just feel bad. And the reason why we feel bad is because it's coming from a belief that doesn't have to be there, you know, that we can let go of. And that can be hard for us to really entertain. So try that this week. Just try to realize that every single time you're upset, it's because you believed something and then you started adding more thoughts and feelings to that central belief. And remember that people are just your mirror and that you really want to see you and you want to see what you're thinking about people and you want to just accept it. You don't want to push it down and you don't want to deny that you're feeling this way. You don't want to deny your thoughts. You want to see your thoughts and really kind of work with them, but also include your inner guide or your soul energy so that you don't get lost in them, you know, so that you can get that direction out of them. That yes, you are right to have your feelings and thoughts, but it's coming from a place that doesn't have to be. And that's really the work. So keep working on that. And for this week, and the magic, the exercise is about money, you know. And for the longest time, you know, I did Law of Attraction with Abraham Hicks because I just wanted to be financially safe and secure. And I wanted to just have a lot of money so I could just relax. And so I did do a lot of Law of Attraction stuff, which can work a little bit. But it wasn't really until I went in more into my soul energy that I realized how abundant I was. And then the minute I really could have that knowing that we're all abundant, like we're all born with this inheritance that we could never spend. Once you really get that, that's when you start attracting everything you need. So my fears about money and my fears about safety have definitely subsided. And that would have never, ever happened, I don't think, unless I had gone within to ask for help around that issue. And whatever issue is a big issue for you, that's what you want to meditate on. That's what you want to ask for help with, because that's where you're going to get the most guidance and direction. So what the magic is saying in this book, so for the activity for this week, what they want you to do, and this is really a nice activity to do, is that you want to sit down and take a few minutes, to think back through your childhood and all the things you received that were provided for you at no charge. As you recall each memory, money was paid for you. Say and feel the magic words, thank you, with all your heart for each instance. Take a dollar bill or any other small bill and write on the sticker that you place on the bill in bold letters, thank you for all the money that I have been given through my life. Take your magic dollar bill with you today, and at least once in the morning and once in the afternoon, or as many times as you want, take it out and hold the magic dollar bill in your hands. Read the written words, and be truly grateful for the abundance of money you have been given. After today, put your magic dollar someplace and you will see it every day to remind you to continue to be grateful for the abundance of money you have been given in your life. And just before you go to sleep tonight, hold your magic rock in one hand and say the magic words, thank you, for the best thing that happened today. So this is a really great exercise. So basically, it's helping us to see, to know, and again, this is very soul-centered, because this is basically saying that we're just not realizing, again, the abundance, the natural abundance. So she's asking you to think about all the things that you received that had maybe no monetary value. And those things do have a monetary value. So when we think about all the things that we've been given, and if we think about all the money that has ever passed through our hands, that really we've been millionaires our entire lives. So take that dollar bill and you could write on it, or you could just take a baggie and put a dollar bill in it and then put that note on top of it. Thank you for everything that I've ever been given. And then what I would do is I would take it a step further and I would meditate with your dollar bill and just ask your soul energy, your inner wisdom, your inner guidance to give you some more information about abundance. And you will start to feel an amazing level of gratitude. You'll just start to feel this crazy amount of abundance coming to you. And once you feel that, from your energy, once you feel that, then you'll know what this exercise is truly about. And you'll know maybe why you've been having a hard time manifesting, like through the Law of Attraction, because really you have to go into feel to know that your natural state is extremely abundant. And that is the whole law of attraction. If you don't feel it, you can't have it. If you don't see it, you can't have it. And really, our thoughts and beliefs get in the way of that. So if you're trying to do manifestation boards, or you're trying to do things, your thoughts are going to get in the way, because your thoughts are just never going to allow you to believe that about yourself. You know, I feel like you really have to go within to that energy to really feel it about yourself. Because once you feel something, you can't unfeel it. You know, once you have an experience, it's not even a feeling. It's more than a feeling. It's very hard to put into words. But once you have an experience with your soul energy, once you feel that, you can't go back to really believing what you believed about money. So let yourself have your experiences. Let your soul show you the images of your abundance and how you've always been abundant, and that there has never, ever been a time that you haven't been, and that we're always provided for, and we always have enough, and we always have the right amount at the right time, and the right things come to us at the right time. You know, I had an amazing, funny experience. You know, I'm in the process of moving, and I sold my house, and my daughters keep asking, well, where are we moving to? Where are we moving to? And they were like, we're homeless. We're homeless. And I'm like, yeah, we kind of are homeless. And I really wasn't panicked about it at all. And every once in a while, I would think, well, maybe I should be worried about this. And, you know, everybody keeps asking me, where are you going to go? Where are you going to go? And the time is getting close to the point where I have to move. And I just kept thinking, I don't know, something is going to come up. Something will happen. It'll be okay. And then out of the blue, out of like nowhere, I ran into a friend, and I had mentioned that I'm moving, and then she mentioned that she knew of somebody that was looking to rent their house, and it kind of all fell into place. And it just confirmed for me again how abundant we are, and how when we just let the energy of the universe just take care of us, that we don't really have to stress about it. You know, that the universe and our soul energy will intuitively help us, you know, will intuitively get us to the right people that will bring us to the right places. And, you know, I was even thinking when I was talking to my friend, why am I even telling her I'm moving? I was even questioning, why am I telling her this? Well, I don't know. I just felt like I should. And there was a reason, because she had the new place where I was going to be living. So when my daughters, you know, when we realized, okay, this worked so easy, they were just like, oh, you see, you know, I guess mom was right. We didn't really have to worry so much. But that's how our lives can be lived, more in the flow and less in the worry, so that you don't have to think so much of the future, and that we just stay really, really present. And that can be challenging, but remember to go within. That really helps. And it really helps me to do these tapes, because it reminds me to continue to do what I'm doing and to benefit from it. So this is really so much, just as much for me as it is for you. So I hope that this helps this week. Please feel free to email me at janicemart40@yahoo.com. If you would have any comments or questions, I'd be happy to answer them for you. I do have that mediumship, the beginning mediumship course online, if anybody is interested in taking that. And don't forget to do the book, The Magic, and, you know, do the exercises in it, because that book is really very similar to what our soul will say to us. And any spiritual book is really written through the soul. So anytime you read something that makes you smile, or you read something that makes you feel good, or you read something that just kind of relaxes you and helps you to be who you are, you know that that was written when that person was in their soul energy. And that's the place you want to stay more, you know? So if you just remember, you know, oh, I read this great book and there was something about it that just resonated with me, that you were in your soul energy during that time. So you can access that more and more, so you get all of the wisdom that you need to get for your life. And so take the time to do that. and have a great week, and we will check in again next week. All right, take care. Bye-bye.